Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cotton Pippen. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Cotton Pippen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tebbets settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tebbets. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. McCuskey moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Pippen fields it and throws to first for the out. McCuskey moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCuskey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first, with Pippen covering, for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-1 in the game. Pippen hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Pippen covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Chapman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0-for-2 in the game. Pippen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Pippen covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing shortstop. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing second base. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0 for 3 in the game. Pippen hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. York takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Croucher reaches second base with a double. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-4 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Athletics. Al Benton now pitching. Cotton Pippen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pippen is 0 for 4 in the game. Pippen hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pippen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.